Hours Radio, where it's all about the music.
Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, coming to you again from the undisclosed location somewhere in Maryland. I'm Rick Rockwell. Co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. The Rolling Stones get it rocking for us to start it off. Let It Rock. And Jeff, you tell me that that is a cover of a Chuck Berry tune.
That's a cover that many people have done of a Chuck Berry tune. Rick, Eric Burdon and the Animals, Eric Clapton. The Stones did that. Are you ready for this? 38 years ago in Leeds, in England, a live show as they were getting ready to tour for the Sticky Fingers album.
This is the strange thing. This is actually what you would call classic rock and roll, except that song and that version never got played on classic rock and roll. I don't know if you can explain that or not.
We'll just chalk it up to radio executives and move on to some other great songs. How about that?
Well, that was an opening to a rant that you didn't pick up, but maybe you'll pick it up later in the show. I'll make note, as usual, not to be too braggadocious, but it takes the Underground Podcast to play what should be the obvious, but sometimes not the obvious. Time for some Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Got to tell you, you got to keep on rocking. for never giving up. Keep on grooving until you escape. Baby, you gotta keep on grooving. Keep on moving and swinging. Let me see you do your thing. Is that what you do? You could never, never do that. You could never do a thing like that.
To prevent war was the most stupid thing I ever heard.
But I will save the world. Yeah, I will get the girl. I'll dismantle a ticking time bomb with just 1 second to spare. I will save the world. Yeah, I will get the girl. And you will all point up at the sky as I fly right through the air.
I'm a 20-something OAP. I'm screaming at my TV, playing Knockdown Ginger, Kiss Me Quick, Karate Chop and Kung Fu Kick. I try to live a life is full and keep my damage minimal, but only the bailiff visits me and he never stays for a cup of tea. And if we lean on you, we are gonna fool. When it's all for one and one for fuck who.
But I will save the world. Yeah, I will get the girl. I'll dismantle a ticking time bomb with just 1 second to spare. I will save the world. Yeah, I will get the girl. And you will all point up at the sky as I fly right through the earth. But I will save the world. Yeah, I will get the girl. I'll dismantle a ticking time bomb with just 1 second to spare. I will save the world. Yeah, I will get the girl. And you will all point up at the sky as I fly right through the air.
A little new British ska on the Underground Podcast. Save the world. Get the Girl. What a great slogan from the King Blues. That's the title track from their last album that came out late in 2008. Starting us off, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Kingston 12 Shuffle. There's some real hardcore Jamaican reggae for you, Jeff.
Another thing that we don't do enough on the Underground Podcast, Rick, is play reggae, play Mr. Marley, play his successors. I'm glad to see that we're getting into a little reggae mood today.
Well, I thought this worked because that song talks constantly about keep rocking. And for those people who don't think that reggae has rock influences or vice versa, that reggae influences rock, there's a chorus that tells you otherwise. And we started off with Let It Rock from the Stones and Chuck Berry. So just wanted to show a little musicology there, connecting all these different influences.
Because here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music, we always have lots of influences.
Well, the one thing that we like to do, different than regular over-the-air radio, is try to inform listeners who may not know about these various connections. And, you know, sometimes we can get a little pedantic and long-winded with those explanations, but not so right now. I think we've got some new wave music coming up, but something else first.
Pedantic? Long-winded? Us? Hey, if we were pedantic and long-winded, we would have received an email telling us we were pedantic and long-winded, and we haven't, because our listeners like that. Send us an email. Requests. We have a request today. Thoughts, comments, ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's all one word, Ivory Towers, TOWERZ radio at att.net.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Saw your name.
Tommy Two Tone. The song is 867-5309/Jenny, a song that in 1981 drove those of us who listened to Top 40 radio crazy. So why am I playing it on Jeff's New Wave on the Underground podcast? Well, for a couple of different reasons. One of which is it's incredibly dark. This guy is a stalker at the very least, and the song somehow manages to combine that new wave power pop sound with the fact that this guy's going to call this girl whether she wants him to or not. And secondly, because I was curious about how well this song had held up, and it's held up remarkably well. I think, Rick, Fountains of Wayne, bands like that, they could cover this song and have a hit with it again.
There are still bands that play this song. You will still, of course, hear this song on not just commercial radio, but also commercial television. I think it's been appropriated there, too. And I seem to recall that this seems to be a summer song. And since this is the first week after Memorial Day and we're unofficially in summer, last year I think we played a version of Everclear doing a cover of this song that was very good, too. So we seem to like this song.
In fact, maybe that is a little challenge for us. Every year after Memorial Day, we'll try to find a version of this song. Speaking of which, you had noted while we were listening to it that this did not sound to be the original single. And in fact, with your incredible ear, you are exactly right. This is the quote-unquote album version and is not, I do not think, the single that you and I heard in the summer of 1981 and wanted to throw something through the radio.
Well, I also want to congratulate you for explaining to the audience why this qualifies as a new wave song, because the rock critic in me really wondered. I kind of think it's borderline, but you make a good case for it.
No, it's interesting, and I don't want to get into a long musicology lesson here on one song. But during the punk and new wave eras, there were a lot of people who got to do a lot of different songs that they would not normally have been able to do if they could manage to fit it into that specific hole. Hey, Elvis Costello wanted to be Randy Newman. What did he know?
Well, Jeff, occasionally you do unleash the music critic in me, and vice versa. And you can find both of us acting like music critics, because actually we've been doing that longer than we've been doing radio. You can find that on our ancillary blog, the Ivory Towers ancillary blog, www.ivorytowers.com. And this week there is a review of indie rock alternative band Grizzly Bear on the blog. You can find it again at Ivory Towers, and that's Ivory Towers, all one word, with a Z, a Z, or a Zeta at the end, www.ivorytowers.com.
Thank you.
Velvet Underground. The song, I Can't Stand It. A set of college radio here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. We started off with new music, the debut album from a band called Crocodiles. And that would not be The Crocodiles, Rick. That would be Crocodiles. The song is called Refuse Angels. The album is called Summer of Hate. And if you listen to the Velvet Underground song, you can see where these young men from San Diego got an idea or two. In the middle, requested music. I suppose we could call it a lost classic, and Rick has much to tell us. The Monks, I Hate You.
Well, some people call the Monks the very first proto-punk band, supposedly very influential to the Velvet Underground. The Monks were a band made up of former GIs who stuck around in Berlin after their time being stationed there and formed a band starting in 1964. And they had one release that had I Hate You on it. And just by the title and the way that it's done, I think you can tell that they were a little bit ahead of their time.
I think they were more than a little bit ahead of their time. If the Germans didn't understand them in 1966, I'm not sure that it would have been understood in this country for another 20 years.
Well, and the truth is they weren't understood in this country for at least another 30 years. They had one album, and apparently it was so influential to people like John Cale and also Lou Reed that they were convinced to get back together again in the 90s and put out a couple of releases then. But this is from their original, and I think they have a an anthology of B-sides that came out recently that takes material that was on cassette tapes and reel-to-reels from 64 and 65, and they put that out now too, for those who really need to be collectors of this material.
Only on the Underground Podcast, Rick, would we play B-sides from a band that didn't have any A-sides.
And by request. But let us not forget how influential the Velvet Underground also ended up being. Lou Reed, John Cale, Nico. this is a band that certainly the art rockers, the new wavers that came later bowed to the sounds that the Velvets experimented with. And just to show you how punkers also bowed to that sound, we've got an example right now.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
In my hand, go up to Piccadilly, 11:25. They say the dirty more you're dead than alive. And I'm waiting for my man. Up to Brownstone, up three flights of stairs. Everybody's shooting you, but nobody cares. He's got the works, gives a sweet taste. And then you got to stick because you've got no time to wait. He said, I'm waiting for my man. Oh, yeah. Dressed in black, he got big heel shoes and a big straw hat. He's never early, he's always late. First thing you learn is that you always got to. Waited. Said I'm a waiting for my man. Waiting for my man. Waiting for my man. Waiting for my man. I'm waiting for my man. Said I'm just a wait. I said, hey. I said, hey. Hey, white boy. What you doing down in Brighton Town? Hey, he's come chasing all the women around. What do you know? Oh, my God. Oh, no, pardon me, sir. It's furthest from my mind. I'm just here waiting for this good friend of mine. As a matter of fact, I'm waiting for my... Baby, don't you worry. Honey, don't you see my show? Go to work it out. Hell no, feeling good, I'm so fine. When you do my world, I just about to die. Waiting for my man. Waiting for my man. Waiting for my man. I'm waiting for my man.
The Tom Robinson Band recorded live covering the Velvet Underground Lou Reed classic, Waiting for My Man. And we noted in listening to that, Jeff, that Tom Robinson changes the lyrics. He changes it to be set in the UK, not set in New York City. And I'm used to the classic version where it has all this New York geography in it, and that version is a little bit of UK geography.
Let me ask you a question to this song. Ostensibly, it's about Lou Reed waiting for his drug dealer. Given Tom Robinson's sexual predilections, he's a gay man who's actually married to a woman, which we don't need to get into here. Do you think maybe there's some double meaning there?
Well, in some ways, people used to think that about Lou Reed, too, given his history. So we don't need to get into that either. But yes, I think, as usual, there are double entendres built into a lot of Lou Reed's music, and Tom Robinson plays those quite well.
And I was just laughing that what do we do to top this, Rick? And I know what's coming next to top it.
Well, to those who look forward to not just the heavy metal dipstick, the metal shop, and of course, the man's disclaimer coming up, all three, after this announcement.
Greetings. I'm Michael, your musical guide to the vast Ivory Towers archive. More than 100 hours of music, all at your fingertips. All you have to do is repeat this simple online mantra, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. Keep repeating the mantra for your musical pleasure.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
That's new music in the Metal Shop this week. The name of the band is Pestilence, and the song Dehydrated 2. Now, Jeff, that is a Dutch band, and I played that for a couple of reasons, not just because that's new music, and of all things, a sequel to an earlier Pestilence song from the 1990s. But Pestilence is noted as one of the creators of the death metal subgenre of heavy metal. And as noted, they are a Dutch band. They were on their way to a heavy metal concert and festival here in Maryland and were denied access to the United States. And some people wondered whether it's just because they were too heavy. But apparently their secretary or receptionist or whoever just didn't get their papers worked out right. But they had to go all the way back to the Netherlands after that and didn't play the show.
Rick, that was some of the heaviest metal I've heard in my life. Granted, I haven't heard as much as some. And if death metal, if there's deathier death metal than that, then you need to go invade a country or something after listening to this. This was amazing. Rick, this is a 25W60 on the heavy metal dipstick. This is metal the way the metal gods intended it to be, I think.
Well, that is a very special place on the dipstick. As we know, only two other bands have ever gone that low on the dipstick. And those are two bands that are regarded as real founders of metal, Metallica and Blue Oyster Cult. And so now we add Pestilence to that list.
The Heavy Metal Dipstick Hall of Fame.
Indeed, indeed. But there's something even better and stronger than the Dipstick Hall of Fame. And you know what I'm talking about. It's your time.
Hey, Marlo's here too, and he likes it. He likes it as well. Hey, I gotta do this, dog. Shut up. You're a celebrity. You're not that much of a celebrity. You can interrupt me. The Ivory Towers podcast is a non-commercial, non-profit program designed and used for educational purposes. Some of the material contained in this podcast is previously copyrighted but used with permission. Other copyrighted material is reused following fair use guidelines. Any copyright holders who do not wish to have their material used should contact the programmers directly at ivorytowersradio@att.net, and it will be removed. The programmers do not support file sharing and encourage listeners to buy music from the artists featured in this podcast.
We love you anyhow, but you're not so pretty now.
Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio. We'll be right back.
The Beatles, Run for Your Life. Don't run for your life, though. We have a whole set designed to make life a little bit more enjoyable. Preceding the Beatles, Jeff Beck doing a wonderful Beatles instrumental cover, A Day in the Life. That's from a new Jeff Beck album released late in 2008. And, of course, Jeff Beck just put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Before that, the Dixie Dregs with Punk Sandwich from the 1970s. And starting us off, new industrial rock and roll. I guess you would say industrial strength rock and roll. Nine Inch Nails, Not So Pretty Now.
Speaking of Not So Pretty, Rick, John Lennon doesn't sound too pretty in that song, does he?
No. And actually, I think if a couple of instrumentals in there. But I would say that's a set full of attitude.
I think you've just described it very well. Copping-a-tude, as the young people still say that?
I think that's kind of late 90s. But some people still say copping-a-tude. You might say that we've copped a tude all the way through this show. We started off with the Stones copping a tude with Chuck Berry, and here we are. Jeff Beck copping a bit of a rock and roll guitar tude with the Beatles, and the Beatles with their own tude in an unusual sense. It's not very Beatlesque, is it?
So there's only one thing left to do?
More music on the other side of this announcement.
A restless energy blows across the globe.
The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured,
imprisoned,
executed, or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering.
To the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
I used to play baseball, I used to want to play. People all said I had to be a winner someday. We played on the sand lots and the gravel schoolyards. I once had a tryout with the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cardinals sit young and we so like your arm. We believe you can make it, we'll send you down to the farm. You need a little seasoning play, a little double A. We'll give you a chance to show how much you want to play. And that was my favorite spring. I could do anything. For 6 feet tall and lean, I was just 17. My fastball was nothing but smoke. My curveball snapped and broke. My change, I made them look bad. They couldn't hit a thing I had. I was pitching down in Houston. I was doing really well. I was in the rotation. I was giving them hell. I threw a two-hitter. You oughta heard people shout. Very next morning, Korean War broke out. On the spur of the moment, I didn't have any plan. I went and joined the Air Force. I wound up in Japan. I pitched for the squadron, then we toured all the camps. We didn't have any problems. We were all Far East champs. And that was my favorite spring. I could do anything. For 6 feet tall and lean, I was just 17. My fastball was nothing but smoke. My curveball snapped and broke. My change, it made them look bad. They couldn't hit a thing I had. I was throwing a no-hitter the day MacArthur got fired. They were going down like ten pins, really had them wired. Bottom of the seventh, throwing easy as can be. Something snapped in my shoulder, and that was all she wrote for me. So I finished up my service and I moved back down here. Married a fine woman and I found a new career. We had us a young son and we watched Jimmy grow. And the first time he asked, I taught him everything I know. And this is my favorite spring. He can do anything. For 6 feet tall and lean, he's just 17. His fastball gives him the shakes. His curveball snaps and breaks. His change, it makes him look bad. People say he takes after his dad. Thank you.
Everybody's walking like a rolling dough, throwing all the money round just for show, acting like everything is coming to them, and knowing that more is just around the bend. But I'm the one who paved the way, laid my body in the road so you can walk on it today. I stood right up when they tried to push me down. You're so high up, you forget to look down. You call that gratitude, yeah. You call that gratitude. Well-paid slave in the roads that I paved in my career, that's just what I gave. 5 years later they were rolling in clover, but nothing for me, my career was over. If I was born a generation later, I could have settled up with an army trainer. I'd have wear fur coats if I was rich, with a bum bum bitty bitty bum. Yeah, you call that gratitude. Yeah, you call that gratitude. You call that gratitude. Mm-hmm.
said I died and they laid me in the ground. Where was everybody? They couldn't be found. I'm gone and they don't know my name. No plaque, no speech, no hall of fame. A-Rod, Zito, Posada, Tejada, Johan, Manny, Maddox, Messina. Who's the one that paved the way with blood? Go say my name, it's Blood Cut Blood. You call that gratitude, yeah. You call that gratitude.
Summer here to celebrate our game, to raise above our number all those heroes we can name. But today I want to tell my dad a thing he never thought he'd hear. I am here. All those Saturdays at our house with the Braves there on the screen, the name of Matthews, Aaron Spawn, but a wondrous distant dream. But those not enshrined in Cooperstown, I hold them just as dear. It is in their name that I am here. For every kid who's chosen last and still comes back a second time, for every lifelong minor leaguer, for the last ones in the line, for all those broken-hearted Phillies fans crying in their beer, I am here. For every kid who played in Little League, who still walks in those dreams, for every small market last place crowd who cheers the hometown team, for every fan who truly does believe this could be the year, I am here. I am here for all the others who never got this far. I am here for every kid out there still wishing on a star. For every old breeze like a beacon, tall and bright and clear, I am here. Every bleacher bum who tosses back a visitor's home run, for every sorry battered loser who still thinks this game's fun, for those still cheering for the Cubbies after all these years, I am here. For every parent, every child playing catch out in the yard, for every guy whose mother threw away that box of baseball cards, thinks back on his hometown team and will not fight a tear, I am here. I am here for all the others who never got this far. I am here for every kid out there still wishing on a star. For every hope rays like a beacon, tall and bright and clear, I am here. For everyone who'll stretch a single to a double every time, for every sacrifice and squeeze play when the game is on the line, for every 10-year-old who faces their first curveball without fear, I am here. For every aching joint and muscle on your hometown senior league, for every 50-year-old dreamer who still fights through the fatigue, whose only satisfaction is one good swing and a beer, I am here. I am here for all the others who never got this far. I am here for every kid out there still wishing on a star. For every hope rays like a beacon, tall and bright and clear, I am here. I wish I could tell every story, wish that I knew every name of every coach, every comrade who made me love this game. For every teammate, each opponent, I want to tell them all, this is your home. For every pickup game and sandlot,
in every little town, for every street in every city where stickball still is found, for every 6 or 86-year-old still swinging for the wall. This is your hall. I am here for all the others who never got this far. I am here for every kid out there still wishing on a star. For every hope raised like a beacon, tall and bright and clear. I am here, I am here, I am here.
That was the legendary folky John McCutcheon with a song called I Am Here. Our annual baseball set on the Underground Podcast. Three songs about baseball. I Am Here about a fellow being inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. We started out with fellow folky Tom Paxton, a live version of My Favorite Spring. And in the middle, a band called The Baseball Project, a song called Gratitude for Kurt Flood, new music. And Rick, Kurt Flood, as you well know, growing up in St. Louis, was a member of those great Cardinals teams in the late 1960s and was also a pariah to baseball management because he broke the reserve clause, or at least was the impetus for the end of the reserve clause, which said players couldn't switch teams unless they had the permission of the owners. The Baseball Project is, I don't know, they still call them super groups. A bunch of different people, McKahey, the fellow named McKahey from the Minus Five, Peter Buck of REM, several others. And we had plenty of baseball songs yet this year, and with the season underway, I thought now would be a good time.
I wondered when we were going to get there, and it is the appropriate time of year to be playing baseball songs. So bring those baseball songs on and sing along with them, because actually, a good baseball song you should be able to sing along with.
That's very true. And it's a good time to play baseball songs because my Cubs haven't yet stunk up the joint completely. There's still a bit of hope for people who don't understand reality.
Well, the John McCutcheon song references the Cubbies and also references the Phillies in a way that is a little bit dated now because the Phillies are the world champions of baseball. And in that song, the fans are crying in their beer. Speaking of crying in their beer, the Gratitude for Kurt Flood song, it's a bit of a punky take on baseball. And I wondered if the list of some of the people in that song, are they honoring those folks or making fun of the fact that some of them took steroids?
I think it's an interesting album. The guys who did it, and guys, the drummer's a woman. The people who did it are baseball fans, and they come at it from that generation, a little bit younger than us, Rick. And I think they've got that kind of middle sensibility that Kurt Flood presented all these opportunities for ball players, who then went out and took drugs.
Well, that's part of it. And since you note Kurt Flood's pariah status, he was also reviled in St. Louis because he not only for leaving, but also for just the way he left and left baseball.
Well, he was, however, one of Bob Gibson's favorite baseball players, so that should count for something.
It does count for something. And before we get into a baseball discussion on the Underground Podcast, where it's all about the music, I think it's time for us to say goodbye and sign off. So any final thoughts, Jeff?
No, just I'm looking forward to next week because it's as much fun as it ever was.
So for composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell in the undisclosed location. The time is gone. The songs are over. Peace.